At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Tuesday, Dan and the Danettes. Dan Patrick Show. Reggie Miller will stop by in about 20 minutes. Phone calls always welcome, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. Say good morning to those watching on Peacock. Download the app, watch for free, and listening to this program on Fox Sports Radio, iHeart Radio stations around the country. Nearly 400 cities carrying this program. Celtics Heat game one tonight. Lightning, Panthers, Blues, and the Avalanche. Phoenix Suns had the best record in the NBA this season. Regular season success doesn't always translate to postseason success. Losing to the Mavericks in embarrassing fashion on Sunday. Chris Paul turned 37 this month, and he started to look 37. And now there are reports that the former number one overall pick, DeAndre Ayton, doesn't feel valued by the Suns, may be interested in playing somewhere else next season. Even without DeAndre Ayton, the Suns would still have a competitive roster. But, you know, the West is getting stronger. It's young, getting stronger. And you got to consider Chris Paul's age, injury history, the Suns' lack of cap space in the offseason. Phoenix's time as a top contender in the West could be in danger of coming to an end a whole lot sooner than a lot of people envision. You have the draft lottery coming up tonight. Odds to win the number one pick. It's a tie between the Pistons, Magic, and Rockets. Thunder at 12.5%. Pacers 10.5%, then it goes Blazers, Kings, Pelicans, Spurs, Wizards, Knicks, Thunder, Hornets, Cavaliers. Cavaliers at a 0.5% chances of winning the lottery. We've seen some long odds win. Go back to Orlando Magic. They were like 1.5% chance probability of winning. They ended up getting Chris Webber. But that'll be coming up tonight. I don't know how many great players, potential great players, will be available. I think the most talked about is Chet Holmgren, who spent 1 year at Gonzaga, 7-footer, and he's the new 7-footer. He's got a handle, he can shoot, but he's really, really skinny. It almost feels like I got to keep him on the perimeter, because you go down low, he's going to get abused. Now, I know he blocks a lot of shots, but he's blocking a lot of shots in college. When you get to the NBA, they're going to be putting a body on you. They're going to be getting into you. and you're going to see if he can hold his ground there. Yeah, Marv.
Yeah, if he was playing right now, he'd have a tough time because Bam Adebayo, Draymond, Al Horford, oh, they'd be cleaning him up.
Yeah, but even going out on the perimeter, if you're going to be guarding, you know, a lot of these big men, Karl Anthony Towns and Joel Embiid, even the Joker, I mean, it's not fair to say, well, he's not going to do well against these guys. These are some of the best players in the world. Yes, Todd.
7 feet, 194, probably soaking wet.
Yeah, yeah. And I remember the first time that I saw him play, because there was a lot of buildup. It's like, oh, you got to see this kid. 7-footer, he's got a handle. And I go, all right, let me see. He broke somebody down off the dribble playing against another really good high school team. And I go, okay. And then he went in and dunked. I go, okay, all right. Got my attention there. But I wanted to see what would happen when players start to come at you. They want to see, are you going to go after shots here? You're going to be aggressive? And he was. He went after him. And I like that. I don't know how much weight you can put on him. I don't know what kind of position he's going to play. But he's probably going to be the object of desire, but he's going to be a few years away. Yeah, Paul.
Just to give you a comparison, there was some criticisms or warnings about Kevin Durant being thin coming out of college. He was listed at 6'10", 220 coming out of Texas.
Oh, boy. I don't even know if he was 210.
Yeah.
But he did. He had the ability, though. He could get his shot whenever he wanted to. And that's somebody that you don't rely on physicality. If anything, it's the opposite. Kevin Durant can get his shot whenever he wants to against anybody. No. And there's only one Kevin Durant. But it'd be interesting. I think they got to produce the draft lottery a little bit better than what they're doing. I got to have some stars up there. I got to have some people that I recognize. I can't have, and here's the CEO, Jimmy Lipper. And they're going, okay, nobody cares. Didn't they have the actress? Who was that? The Atlanta Hawks ownership. She's married to one of the owners.
Jamie Gertz.
Thank you, Todd. I figured that'd be in your wheelhouse. Jamie Gertz. What was Jamie Gertz in?
Less than zero.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Best.
Oh, okay.
That's great. I think she was also Bootsy in Facts of Life, if I remember correctly.
Jamie Gertz. Was she in Mystic Pizza?
Let's see. She was in Twister. She was in 16 Candles.
Mm-hmm.
She had a little run in Seinfeld.
Okay. Yeah, Paul.
So you're not excited about seeing assistant general manager of the Pacers, Kelly Kroskoff,
not
at the lottery?
Not yet.
You're not saying you're not.
Not. No, I'm not saying I'm not excited. I'm waiting to be surprised.
So Knicks executive vice president and senior basketball advisor William Wesley doesn't whet your appetite?
Not as much.
Okay. Hey,
come on, it's New York. Give me something there.
Utah Jazz CFO Tom Quigley.
Yeah. No.
Oh.
I mean, the Knicks should say to Howard Stern, look, we give you front row seats. Why don't you and your wife, Beth, be up there and represent the Knicks? Like, do something for us. Yes, Todd.
If you're a celebrity fan, though, you yourself, would you sign up for that? It always seems a little corny, and then you're making different facial expressions based on your enthusiasm or disappointment based on where the ping pong balls bounce.
The what?
The ping pong balls.
Ping pong?
Bing bong.
Ping pong balls.
Let's go next. Bing bong.
Bing bong.
I watch these draft lotters, and they just kind of sit there, and they have the fake smirk or overly enthusiastic, which is like way over the top. It's, I don't know. It seems kind of corny. I bet they've reached out to some of these celebs, and they're like, nah.
Remember when Kevin Love was up there representing the Minnesota Timberwolves? And then I said, look, when they interview you, you got to say my passion bucket is full. And Kevin Love got up there and said that. And make it in. I always felt really bad for Elgin Baylor because he was representing the Clippers. It felt like every year. And here's Elgin, who missed out on the window of opportunity for people to realize how great he was. You know, he missed out on the TV era. And there he is up there as representing the Clippers. And I always felt bad for him because I think there are a lot of people that only knew him as, oh, that's the Clipper guy. Not realizing that this is one of the great scorers and rebounders in the history of college basketball and the NBA. I felt bad. Yeah, Paul.
It seems like someone like the actor Ryan Reynolds is snarky. He could be like this celebrity Sacramento Kings fan. He'd be swagged out head to toe and just do like a bit. Have some fun with it.
Yeah, but you got to be a fan of the team.
That'd be much more funny if he was not at all, but he for one night he was.
Yeah. That might be the hard part, is trying to find fans of some of these teams that are willing to admit that. Is there a celebrity Kings fan?
You.
Well.
You would go if you were asked, right?
I would. I would represent the
Kings.
There
we go.
Yes. But I would have told them to draft Luka, and then I probably would have lost my job. I would be giving my opinion. If they came around, they started interviewing, and, here's a former SportsCenter anchor talking hairdo, Dan Patrick. You're a Sacramento Kings fan? Yes. First of all, I would fire the front office, and we should have taken Luka. Okay, all right. Well, thank you, Dan. I think that would be good. We're talking about producing content here. Yes, Paul.
Like Eminem for the Pistons. Okay.
Sure.
You may get some more viewers that way.
Yeah, I'm all right.
I have Bree Larson as a huge Sacramento Kings fan.
And I'm a Bree Larson fan.
Yeah. All right. Let's get Carol Danvers out there. Didn't she play that superhero?
Bree Larson?
Yeah, wasn't she that? Or am I thinking the wrong
I
person?
Think so.
Carol Danvers, Captain Marvel.
Oh, is that? Okay. I don't watch those movies. Yes, Todd.
Are you a celebrity fan if you show up for 1 minute of one game because maybe you're shooting something in the area? Because this list suggests Taylor Swift, Justin Bieber, Tom Cruise, Tom Hanks.
Wait,
Alyssa
Milano. As Sacramento King fans?
Celebrity Kings fans. And it has this list.
No, Shannon Tatum. No. Are you looking at the LA Kings?
Oh. Oh.
More hockey, DP. More hockey.
Bloop, bloop. That would be the LA Kings.
Bloop.
Oh. Wow.
That seemed like some big names for Sacramento.
Yeah, why read it? Just put
Diffy
it out there.
Diffy Joe. That is a huge Diffy Joe.
Wow.
Never forget.
Poolb. Poolb.
Demi Lovato, also a big LA Kings fan.
That is hilarious.
Todd.
Yeah.
Attention to detail.
I put, when you Google celebrity Kings fans, and forget that the LA Kings are probably more popular than the Sacramento Kings.
Yes, they are.
I made a big assumption there.
Thank you.
Those seem like very big names to go to Sactown.
Is there a Sacramento King celebrity fan?
Googling. Putting in Sacramento with Kings.
Other than Bree Larson?
Yeah.
Hasan Minhaj.
Okay.
Greta Gerwig.
Okay, she's now like a director, I think. She was an actor.
Those are the three listed in the article.
All right. Which fan base, which NBA team has the fewest celebrity fans?
NBA.
Are the Cavs there? Orlando Magic?
Do the Milwaukee Bucks have celebrity fans? It's a great
Aaron Rodgers.
All the Packers go.
Well, Aaron Rodgers is part owner. That's big.
All right.
Yeah, Mar.
Oklahoma City? Thunder?
Is Justin Timberlake?
Memphis.
Oh, that's right.
Memphis.
Is he part owner of Memphis?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, Todd.
Seems a little desperate to say Kevin Johnson is a big celebrity Sacramento Kings fan. This actually says Sacramento Kings.
Hmm.
Just because he was the former mayor of Sacramento and he played, can you call Kevin Johnson a celebrity Sacramento Kings?
I don't know if you should really be part of the segment anymore.
I probably shouldn't.
After what you just did.
Yeah, that was bad.
L.A. King.
They gave you a list of L.A. King celebrities.
Yeah, all of a sudden you're going, Tom Hanks? I'm going, no.
Tom Cruise loves
Tom
the Sacramento
Cruise?
Kings. Who would have known? Hmm. Taylor Swift?
Yeah, I can't imagine Swifty is out there. Yes, Eden.
That was just the funniest.
Yeah.
What a wonderful moment to have happen.
Yeah.
This has... noted Orlando Magic superfan Tiger Woods.
Okay.
How about that?
All right. I'll give you that.
Minnesota Timberwolves. You know who their most famous celebrity fan is?
Is it?
According to StadiumTalk.com.
Is it a rapper?
It's not. Oh, well, I don't know if this person has ever
rapped. Oh, okay.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Craig Kilborn.
Kilby? All right.
He may have rapped before. I'm not sure, but...
He loves Minnesota sports, and he loves the NBA. So Kilby could be a celebrity there. All right.
I like Kilby.
What about Cavaliers? Do they have Usher?
LeBron James, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, Paul.
If the Bulls were in the draft lottery, could you think you could get Barry O up there? Barack Obama? President Obama?
Mm.
He would go. He'd probably be honored.
No.
I know he's busy, but less busy now.
No.
Don't ever sleep on Barry O.
He's not going. What other, I'm trying to think, Oklahoma City fan base? celebrity fan?
It's got to be a country music. I'm really stereotyping,
yeah.
But
yeah,
it's like, got to be.
I got Bill Hader listed as a Thunder fan. The comedic actor Bill Hader, your buddy.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true or not.
Well, he's from Oklahoma, but is Blake Shelton an Oklahoma City Thunder fan? Yeah, Marv.
I'm going to check on that now.
Okay.
I'm going to call him.
Oh, you are?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Hockey and country music. This is what we do today.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
LA Kings.
Todd.
LA Kings.
He goes, what?
You're so excited when you're just rattling off these Hollywood names.
I was so shocked. I'm like, these are Kings fans?
Tom Cruise?
What?
Tom
these are some big names that are going up to Sacramento to see.
Did you ever question it?
Really didn't. I'm like, Kings fans. And then all you had is more than one Kings professional team. And it all makes sense now. LA, yeah, I guess you're in the LA area. You might stop in.
Watch
a hockey game.
Thank you, Todd. Let's take a break. Reggie Miller will join us coming up next here on the Dan Patrick Show. Link Soul. I always take inventory when I walk in. Seton's got Link Soul on
head
today.
To toe.
Yeah, you do?
Yep.
I do. I got my hoodie on today. But you can wear what we're wearing. You can slip into the same clothes that we wear. Spring 22 has landed at Link Soul. Looks and feels incredible. Lots of new designs, colors, sustainable fabrics. Handle whatever the day throws at you. It's stealth leisure. You look great, but you feel like you're wearing loungewear. These Saturday shorts, the graphic hoodie, that's what I have on. Perfect for relaxing on the weekend. And the Link Soles Boardwalker shorts, that's what Todd wears. They can double as swim trunks as well. Link Soul has pants and windbreakers made out of this great fabric there. Insanely comfortable. And you're going to love the clothes as much as we do. New customers get 15% off their first order. Free shipping. Let them know we sent you. Go to Link Soul, LinkSoul.com. The entire spring line. LinkSoul.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save up to $800 on select Sleep Number smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. The 82-game preseason is in the books, and finally it's time for the real season. It's postseason time. Playoff action. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with some same-game parlays, live betting, odds boost, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the code DPSHOW. New customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DPSHOW. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Reggie Miller called game 7 between the Mavs and the Suns. He will be back at it tomorrow. It'll be game 1 of the Western Conference Finals between the Mavericks and the Warriors. And always great to see the Hall of Famer. Reg, it was back in December, I think, where you were talking about Luka plotting and saying he was probably the heaviest he's ever been on the court. Luka has since come back around to say, you know what? Basically, you were right. Did Luka ever say anything to you since then in between those comments and these comments kind of saying, yeah, you were right?
He didn't per se say thank you. He gave me a dap and shook his head and said, I understood. More so Jason Kidd. Jason Kidd said, thank you, because it's almost, and you know this very well as a parent, you can say everything you want to your kids, and it goes in one ear and out the other. But when they hear it from somewhere else, and it's the same message, they're like, oh, okay, I get it. So he understood, and he knew, and Jason Kidd had been kind of verbalizing to him, you've got the kingdom at your feet, young man, but you've got to get in better shape and you've got to stay off the officials. And he took both of those advices coming from Kevin Harlan and myself, and obviously from Jason Kidd. And this is where we are now.
Luka was around 260 pounds, which is 30 more than his listed playing weight. He said, people are going to talk about it, yes or no, but I know I've got to do better. I had a long summer. I think I relaxed a little bit, not taking care, but I've got to be better. I had the Olympics, took 3 weeks off. I relaxed a little bit, maybe too much. I just got back on track. And I remember when you tweeted, or you said it, and I text you, and I said, those are strong comments. And you said, I think, was I fair? And I said, yes, because you're assessing what you're seeing, that Luka was not the same player. You weren't making fun as much as you were being an analyst in that situation. And I was curious if people were going to say, oh, are you fat shaming Luka in a situation?
And some did. Yeah, obviously some people did. But again, and that's the beauty of what you and I do. And especially for myself, you know, having been on Turner and TNT for the last 15 plus year, they give us a platform for us to be honest. And I know how great Luka can and will be in the future. And at the start of the season, he wasn't at his best. And for all the reasons that you just highlighted, words out of Luka's mouth, he understood it was a long and tough summer for him too. For them to qualify for the Olympics, it was very difficult. And I understand why he took 3 weeks to a month off. First of all, I would like to know where he was partying for 3 or 4 weeks for him to pick up 30 pounds, because that's the kind of party I want to go to with you, Luka. I want to be hanging out with you. But he understood, to be at this level in the NBA, he had to be better. He had to be lighter. And again, we weren't fat shaming, because when he is at his best, which we have seen in these playoffs, no one can touch him. And it's funny, every time we would speak with Jason Kidd before the games, he keeps going back to, he's LeBron. He's too big. He's too physical. they have no answer for him. And he's showing that because of when he's in shape and his size, being able to get wherever he wants on the floor, Dan.
Help me understand this. I brought this up earlier, that we look at the best point guards of all time. You know, we'll have Chris Paul in there and Isaiah, and you have Magic and John Stockton and Steve Nash, whoever's on your list. They're all short guys except for Magic.
Right.
Why isn't LeBron in there as the second best point guard of all time? Where is Luka? He's a point guard. Why aren't they designated point guards here?
I think we're past that stage now in today's game because it's positionless basketball now. When you and I were coming up in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, there was, you know, point guards, shooting guards, small forwards, power forwards, centers. Everything now is gumbo. Everything is all mixed together. And Luka handles the basketball 85-90% of the time. Same with LeBron. And you look at LeBron's numbers, he has point guard numbers in terms of assists. I mean, he's up there with the point guard. So you're right. LeBron, Luka, at the end of the day, will have the same type of numbers as a top 7-8 point guard. But you look at their body size being 6'7", 6'8", 6'9", at times for Magic. People kind of scratch their heads because the whole notion of point guards goes back to Bob Cousy at 6 feet. You know, people think of Bob Cousy as the ultimate point guard, and John Stockton and Isaiah, but that's no longer in today's game.
How do you explain what happened to the Phoenix Suns on Sunday night? And when did you realize they were going to be in trouble?
Every timeout, Kevin Harlan and myself, we would look at one another like, can you believe this is – like, we were in shock. And when Luka set the tone early, scored the first eight, with two of them being two step-back threes, I knew something magical was going to happen that night. We thought it was going to be the reverse. We thought, oh, Phoenix, they're going to put these kids to bed. They're tired of this. And they were not two. They were really three steps behind the Dallas Mavericks. But I'm going to give credit to Jason Kidd and his coaching staff. Very well prepared all series. But to me, Luka set the tone in game seven. And that's what your best player has to do because he has to give belief and hope to the rest of the guys like, okay, jump on my shoulders. It's going to be okay. When he set the tone with those first eight, everyone fell in line in formation, and it was downhill for the Suns after that.
I don't know if you ever felt this. I'm sure that you made other people feel this, but when Luka hit the corner jumper and the net had a zing to it, like it wasn't he just made it or kind of made it. It was whenever I would play against somebody and they made a shot, it was how they made the shot that sometimes stayed with me where you're going, oh, damn, they're on tonight. And when Luka made that shot from the corner, I think the second three that he made, I went, uh-oh, they're in trouble because he was feeling it and letting the crowd know, hey, you better buckle up. We're in for a long ride tonight.
When he was knocking down those shots, it was in front of Larry Fitzgerald, Travis Kelce. You know, it was Celebrity Row that was right there, and he was just giving it to them. Not to them per se, but to that general area. And every time he made a shot, it was like a gasp was in the air. So they knew, the Phoenix Suns team knew, that he was coming for business. And sometimes when your best player, he just let the air out of that whole building, and it gave confidence and life to the others on that Mavs team. You know, Spencer Dinwiddie was a no-show the first five games. In game six and seven, he found his stroke, and that's because of the belief that they all have in Luka.
Do you think the window of opportunity for the Suns is closed?
I don't think it's closed. You don't win 64 games by accident. I think they have some decisions to make this summer. Number one being DeAndre Ayton, which, you know, for him to only play 17 minutes in game seven, and then for Monty to get on the podium afterwards And when asked that question, why did he only play 17 minutes? His only response was it's internal. Something obviously and clearly was going on behind the scenes that we're not privy to. But again,
oh, you didn't see anything on the sidelines between those two?
No, no. And that's the way they've always run their organization. You're not going to see anyone get out of character. Whatever happens with the Phoenix Suns is going to happen behind closed doors. But it was a little surprising because coming into this series, we felt and everyone felt that Ayton had to be the difference maker because he was so dominant all season. He was dominant in that first round matchup versus the Pelicans. And you would think he would have the advantage because basically they were playing five small guys with, you know, Bertans and Maxi Kleber being the tallest guys for the Mavericks at 6'9". He should have the clear-cut advantage. And after that 25-point first game, you didn't hear from DeAndre Ayton. So it was a little head-scratching, but they have some decisions to make.
Talking to Reggie Miller. Reggie will be on the call. Game 1 Western Conference Finals, Mavs and the Warriors. That'll be tomorrow night. Game 1 tonight, Heat and the Celtics. Who do you like?
Wow. I really feel this is a pick'em series. And I can make a case for both sides. You look at Boston, what they've done in the first two rounds, and I know it was a sweep of Brooklyn, but those were four very hard-fought games versus the Nets. And then to defeat the defending champs in seven, having won twice in their building, it says a lot for Boston. My question going forward, do they have enough? And every possession is going to mean something in this Boston-Miami series because both teams are fabulous defensively. And no one is talking about how great Jimmy Butler has been for the Miami Heat in these playoffs. You know, everyone's talking about Luka, and rightfully so, and Jason Tatum, rightfully so. You could put Jimmy Butler's name in there as well because he's been that good. If you're asking me to make a pick, I'm going to roll with what my son told me this morning when I posed him the same question that you just asked me. Who do you like? He's like, Dad, I'm rolling with Uncle Jimmy in Miami Heat. I think no one's giving Miami Heat a lot of love. And I know Tyler Hero's been disappointing in these playoffs, but I just think something special is brewing in South Beach. I'm going to go with Jimmy Butler in Miami in a very tough seven-game series.
See, I think that Tyler Hero is the key to the Miami Heat because if he's averaging over 20 a game, everybody else does what they're supposed to do, then I think Miami can win this. If Tyler Hero continues to give you 6, 8, 10 points off the bench, I just don't think you can match the firepower there.
I agree with you 100%, and he's got to show up. Another big X factor will be Gabe Vincent. Obviously, he gets the start tonight. No Kyle Lowry. We don't know if Lowry would be back at all in the series. You hope he would be, but Gabe Vincent is going to have to play above his means for the Heat to be successful.
You were mentioning the celebrities at the Phoenix Suns game. Aside from New York with your interaction with Spike Lee, what celebrity on what team you noticed or you had interaction with around the league?
Interaction with? I would say it was always cool to play the Lakers and obviously shake hands with Jack, because he was the Spike Lee of the Lakers. And at the time, in the late 80s and 90s, it was, you know, Jack Nicholson, the actor, the Academy Award-winning actor. So it was kind of cool for him to just acknowledge your play.
Did he say anything negative to you? Did he try to get under your skin?
No. The only person that ever tried to do that was you-know-who from New York.
Yeah.
Everyone else, for the most part, celebrity-wise, because I had already set the precedent in the bar high. If you're going to talk to me, you're going to be a part of the game. So they all knew what I did to Spike. So celebrities were always somewhat on, they were on notice that I could go off and I was going to make them a part of the dialogue. So they were pretty cool with that.
Did you ever think about fighting Spike Lee?
No, it was never going to come to
that. What if he was 6'5"?
Then it's on. Then it's on. That's my rule. 6'5" or above.
Okay.
It's on. 6'5" or below. It's going to be all about words.
But when you try to use that to your advantage, like that's the key sometimes that, you know, I always wondered and I always thought maybe you got too into the conversation with Spike Lee and that could take you away from your game. Whereas Luca, it felt like was acknowledging the crowd a little too much, like stay in your game, stay in the moment. How hard is that to do?
At times it could be difficult. Look, and I'm going to be honest here as well. Sometimes you have to manufacture your own type of, I don't know.
Well, Jordan did this. Jordan would make up feuds with guys who didn't even know he had a feud against him.
Sometimes you got to manufacture it. You know, you got to manufacture bad blood. And I think at times that's what Luka, we see him doing. All the talking to the fans, I personally like it. You know, it keeps you engaged. And, you know, and then sometimes it spills over to your opponent because we saw him and Devin Booker kind of going at it a little bit. You've got to build that up in a series because you're going to be seeing each other for the next 10 to 12 days. So I've got to build up bad blood. Right now, there's no bad blood between the Warriors and the Mavs. But I guarantee you after game one, something will be manufactured. Draymond Green will say something. Luka will say something. Jalen Brunson's going to get into it. It's going to be a fun series to watch how they manufacture the hate towards one another.
Lakers still haven't named a head coach. And I'm curious why not.
Maybe they're trying to exhaust their search. I felt that they were waiting for current coaches that were still in the playoffs.
Yeah.
To take a look at.
Is that a desirable job, Reg?
At the end of the day, it is the Laker brand. They do, them along with the Celtics, have the most championships. Desirable, I don't know. A lot of pressure comes with that. And it depends on who you're going to be answering to. Are you going to be able to coach the way you want?
Yeah.
Or are you going to be hearing from Jeannie Buss, Kurt Rambis, Rob Pelinka? Are you going to be hearing from all these people? Or are you going to be able to execute your game plan on a nightly basis the way you want? And now Phil Jackson's in the mix in terms of voices, right? And how much pressure is that? Especially if you're one of these young coaches that they've been interviewing and potentially could get the hire. You know, you've got Phil Jackson, one of the greatest of all time. Now he's chiming in. So it's very difficult.
You look at the roster, Reg. We haven't even, like.
You still got LeBron James and you still got Anthony Davis. But other than that, you've got a lot of work to do.
And you're going to have to make Russell Westbrook work. They're not going to trade him. You're going to have to make him work somehow. And you can't change him.
Yeah, but there's ways where you can tweak him, hopefully, to make him more successful. And on the flip side, Russell has to look himself in the mirror, too, and say, I'm not the 23-year-old Russell Westbrook from OKC, right?
But, Reg, some of those shots are – like, you don't even see that in a youth league game. He's hitting the side of the backboard. Like, come on.
Sometimes you've got to look yourself in the mirror, Dan. He's got to look himself in the mirror.
And say what when he looks at himself in the mirror?
I'm not as good as I used to be, but but I'm also not as bad as Theodore and the Danettes and Reggie Miller are saying I am as well.
I would never let him take a jumper from 15 feet out. Like, he can shoot free throws, and he's a good free throw shooter. But I just have to say to him, you have a no-fly zone in here. Everything is going to be going to the hoop there.
Well, here's the problem. That's not the type of player that can play with LeBron James. LeBron James and Anthony Davis, they need space, floor spacers. That's not Russell Westbrook.
Oh, my God.
And that's what the new coach is probably saying right now. Oh, my God.
I know. Okay, is Steve Kerr underrated or overrated?
As a head coach?
Yeah.
Well, I certainly wouldn't say he's overrated for a guy who's won.
Well, he stepped into a great situation here.
Well, so did Phil Jackson.
Yeah.
Okay. In both places, in Chicago.
Well, no, but he didn't. He stepped into that, but then they got Scotty and they added some pieces there. And Doug Collins didn't make them a winner, and he had Mike. So, Phil, I'll give him credit in Chicago. In L.A., that felt like, hey, I'm going to show up on third base. Let me tell you about the triple I hit.
I would say Steve Kerr, as great as Mark Jackson is and was for the Warriors, Steve Kerr just added a little bit more spice to the Warriors. I don't think he gets enough credit.
Okay.
I don't think he gets enough credit.
All right.
As well as Mark Jackson. I think people tend to forget that Mark Jackson laid the foundation, and it gets lost in the mix for what he did for the Warriors and with the Warriors.
Yeah, because Mark made it. They were a defensive team, like Mark stressed defense. It felt like Kerr came in and said, let's open this up. Steph, you're going to be taking those shots. I'm fine with that. I mean, it took him a little while before he went, I don't know if I want you shooting out that far. And then all of a sudden he's like, you keep shooting out that far.
Yeah, go ahead. You can shoot from out there.
Clay, go on ahead, you know?
No. Kerr added the offensive identity, and they kept Mark Jackson's defensive identity as well.
Yeah,
He just added to it. He added to it.
All right. He's Reggie Miller. He'll be on the call tomorrow night, 9 Eastern on TNT. Game one, a Western Conference Finals, Mavs and the Warriors. Reg, looking great, and we'll be watching tomorrow night.
Theodore, you're the best, Danettes. Love y'all.
That's Reggie Miller. Reggie Miller. When we win a sports Emmy, Reggie gets a sports Emmy. Yeah, Paul.
Does he get the ride on the Dallas Mavericks float if they somehow win the title? Did he inspire Luka to work out more?
Mm.
That's fair point.
Mm, yeah. Yeah. Reg kind of poked him a little bit there. Let's take a break. Last call for phone calls, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow, right after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Mic check. Mic check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcast from.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Redestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan, see their Redestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth with NetSuite. You reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Saw where Tom Brady challenged LeBron James to a hockey shootout.
Excuse me?
Yeah. I don't know how it got around to that, but LeBron was answering questions on Twitter, and Brady jumped in and asked LeBron a question that he wanted to know how they would do 5 rounds of a hockey shootout, who wins. And I would love just to see LeBron James on skates. It'd be like Zdeno Chara. LeBron goes, me, but barely, maybe swinging from my knees, though. Yeah, if I'm LeBron, I don't stand on skates. I just get down on my knees, probably have a couple of slap shots. This day in sports history, Paulie, what do you have for us?
Let's see. The New York Yankees and Cleveland Indians set a record when they used 41 players in one game in 1953. Let's see, your guy Hank Aaron, 1970, the ninth player to get 3,000 hits. He's probably underrated, don't you think?
Yeah.
Because he gets too much focus on his home run record.
Yes.
He was also a great player overall.
Yeah, to bat 300 for your career and hit 700 home runs, have 3,000 hits.
Did he never hit 50 in a season? Is that correct? Home runs?
Yeah, didn't. I think he had 47, maybe? 48?
1998, David Wells of the Yankees became the 13th player in modern baseball to throw a perfect game.
Didn't he say he was hungover? I think.
But was he always hungover and he just threw a perfect game that day?
I don't know. Yes,
he. If I'm not mistaken, I remember that night he threw the perfect game and it was awesome. And then he stayed up all night and ended up on Howard Stern the next morning.
Oh.
After being up for the entire night.
Okay.
And he was in studio with them, and it was hilarious.
But he wasn't hungover when he pitched. He was hungover the next day after pitching.
It's possible both are can be
Fritzy,
simultaneously.
Call for David Wells.
I'm on it.
See if he's hungover. Right. Anything else, Paulie?
That's it.
It was 2 years ago on this day. Michael Jordan's autographed Air Nike Ones from 1985, sold for $560,000. That feels low for Mike's shoes from 1985. Although I don't know the entire 1985 season, how many pairs. I never knew how many pairs you would wear in the course of a season with some of these players. But, you know, do you have a new pair of shoes every game? I mean, I wouldn't want to play in a new pair of shoes every game. Yeah, Paul.
I've seen LeBron, when he gives away his shoes, he keeps the inserts, like the molded inserts at the bottom. He always grabs those out and gives the shoes to the kids. So I'm going to know that's more important.
I still remember, and I don't think anybody's done a story on this. Sue.
Well, I was just going to say, speaking of inserts, when we were in Miami for the Super Bowl and we went to go to the Heat.
Talk about the Heat.
Yeah, their team doctor was like, hey, make sure that I'm big on inserts for your shoes, your insoles and stuff like that, and gave us like a big bag of them and was like, here, everybody's got their own custom ones. This is really important for your feet.
And then we all started dunking. Like, yeah, it was incredible.
Just like that. It was like amazing.
I remember after every championship that Jordan won, the PR director for the Bulls always asked Michael for his shoes. I don't know what those are worth, but those are game worn. I remember when I was getting ready to interview Jordan after he hit the shot to beat the Utah Jazz, the PR director came in as Michael was coming into our Sports Center set, and he said he grabbed the shoes from Michael. I don't know what those things are worth. Yes, Tom.
Tim Hallam. Shout out to the longtime PR director you dealt with.
Yeah. He was always very helpful, and he helped himself to Michael's shoes. Yes, Paulie.
There was an equipment manager from the Bulls who would grab his shoes and hold them either for Michael or for the PR guy. But after every game, that was his responsibility because they were going to somebody.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember. I think Mike signed him, but I just remember that exchange. Right as he's coming into our Sports Center studio in Salt Lake. I don't know what those are worth. Happy birthday to Jim Nance today. Hello, friends. He's 63. Sugar Ray Leonard is 66. And Fritzy's wife, Jennifer. Happy birthday to Jen.
Of a certain age.
Yeah, she's a big Kings fan.
He's a big Kings fan.
Big Kings fan.
L.A. Kings, not Sacramento Kings.
Todd, what'd you learn today?
Your significant other may be less than satisfied, but 47 seconds, at least in hockey circles, a pretty good shift.
Seton O'Connor.
Mike Florio, strong Limerick game.
Yeah. Marv?
Florio said, my cousin Vinny, realistic.
Paulie?
It's great to be born on third base.
What we learned brought to you by M-Drive, supplements for driven guys that support healthy testosterone levels, boost energy. Visit mdrivedan.com. Free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee. Not ready to slow down? Get M-Drive. Thanks for the emails, tweets, phone calls, all-around support. We'll talk to you tomorrow. One more item as we close out this show. It's Simply Safe Home Security. I tell you about stories that I hear from Simply Safe because I say, you know, if you have relatable stories that I can let the audience know, hey, you're not alone when these things happen. Terry was away for the weekend for her daughter's wedding, and the morning of the big day, she got a call from Simply Safe. Simply Safe's 24/7 professional monitoring center. She was like, why are they calling? Turns out, they let her know that her system had detected water in her basement, and you're looking at, you know, $25,000, $50,000 in damages. Thankfully, Simply Safe detected the water just moments after the leak had started, and then Terry called her neighbor, quickly turned the water off at her home before the flooding got bad. Just one of the many reasons why more than 4 million people trust their home protection to Simply Safe. Cost you under $1 a day, no long-term contracts or hidden fees. Customize the perfect system. Go to simplysafedan.com. Go today. Claim a free indoor security camera plus 20% off with interactive monitoring. SimplySafeDan.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Everything you love about Mercedes, the style, the comfort, the technology, the choice, is now available in electric. The vehicles, all electric. The feeling, all Mercedes. The choice, all yours. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQ. It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.